As we left off in the last year, we introduced the form of Kavua. We pointed out that sometimes Kavua is the Raisa, sometimes Kavua is the Rabbanan. It's for sure some kind of a principle out there called Kavua. And I'm going to speak a little bit about some of the parameters, some of the limitations on this principle of Kavua. So there is a question that the Rishonim raised in terms of Kavua. The classic Kavua is a situation where we have all the information beforehand. I know that there are 9 kosher stores. I know there's 1 trefa store. I know exactly what's what. It's just that I didn't realize what was going on. I wasn't paying attention when I walked in. What would it then be if I didn't realize there was any trefa stores? I thought everything's on the hashgacha. I didn't bother looking. Nobody knows that one of the stores is a trefa yet. And at the time that I go in, I don't remember which store I went into, but I thought they were all kosher. Now I come out of the stores, and somebody comes running and says to me, there was just an RCBC alert that store Pliny lost its hashgacha. So now the question, I don't remember which store I went into, so is that considered to be kavua or not? So on the one hand, I did go to the Makom HaKviyus. On the other hand, the kavua, the issa, wasn't yadua yet. So the fact that the issa wasn't yadua at the time that I entered into the Makom HaKviyus, does that play any role whatsoever? That's a big machlekes in the Rishonim. So the Ra'ah was of the opinion that you have a concept called Kavua B'Mafreya, that even though B'Shas Ma'isa, when I went in, nobody realized it was Treif yet, but once I found out that it's Treif, so then when Dan, it obviously was Treif at the time that I went in also, I lost Ashkach already 6 months ago, nobody knew it yet, RCBC didn't announce it very well, nobody knew that it was, that I lost Ashkach. So that's called, once I find out that that's no longer kosher, then it becomes kavua l'mafreya, and it's with all the subject to all the rules of kavua. So the Ran disagrees with this Ra'ah. The Ran writes that no, that since kavua is such a gevaldik chiddush, so we have a klal in chiddushim called eilach ol b'shas chiddush va'eilach. They only pask in chiddushim from the time and onwards. So since b'shas ma'isa, when the shaila was chal, nobody knew it was a problem. You don't play a game of mafrei. You don't say that retroactively. It turns out it was kavua. And therefore, we can be mocked this based on the regular rules of Rav. So what exactly is this machlokes between the Ra'ah and the Ran? The Ra'ah says you do say kavua l'mafreya, and the Ran says you don't say kavua l'mafreya. So one can understand this machlokes in a couple of different ways. So this idea that the Ran says that whenever you're dealing with a chiddush, so one of the rules of chiddushim is that we try to limit the chiddush as much as we can. Ein lecha b'al shach chiddush v'eilach, and you're not down the mafreya. So this smacks of a very, very famous sugya that appears in Bava Kamma, it appears in Sanhedrin. A machlekes din Abaye and Rava in the sugya of Edim Zovin. We have to take a step back, because that's obviously the Gemara that the Ran is borrowing. There is a din that a person can become possibly eidus. If he does certain aveiros, he becomes a rosh and he's possibly eidus. At what point does he become possibly eidus? Obviously from the time that he did the aveira. And nobody knew about it yet. Let's say he's Mechal Shabbos today, and we know he's Mechal Shabbos today, but we haven't gotten around to doing anything about it. And now he goes ahead and he's made on something next week before we actually punish the guy. So then it turns out that L'mafrei was really made possible all along. So what would it then be in a similar scenario, not of Mechal Shabbos, but a scenario of Edim Zayman? So 2 Edim are made on Sunday, and we think they're telling the truth. And then 3 days later, they made another case. And 4 days later, Father, they made 100 cases during the course of the week. And the next week, 2 Edim come and mazed them and say, Mano Yisem. So it turns out that the first set of Edim were really shekranim from day one. So what's the din? So do we say that Edzom is l'mafreihu nifsol? That just as the Bechal Shabbos is l'mafreihu nifsol, just as the Ganav is l'mafreihu nifsol, so to the Edzom is l'mafreihu nifsol. And any Edis that he said in the interim is going to be an Edis Ripsol. That's what Abai says. Abai paskin eidzom l'mafreihu nifsol. And Rava says no. Rava says that eidzom is kind of lahabu nifsol. That an eidzom is only considered to be possibly eidos from the point that he's actually convicted and he's proven to be an eidzom. All the eidos that he said in between the time that he gave the original eidos sheker and the time that the Gemara did in that eidos sheker, so all those eidos in between are still going to be acceptable. So what exactly is the machlekes? Why should Rava disagree? Abai makes a lot of sense. If you say l'mafreihu nifsol, if you say that the shas aveir was the shas eidus levezdin, so at that point he became a rosha. So at that point he's an eid sheker. So why should you say mitan lahaba? So the Gemara has 2 lashonos as to why Rava said what he said. So one lashon the Gemara says is just a din mid the rabbanon, but the chacham were concerned that mishum seder de lekuchos. Otherwise, it's going to make it impossible. every time you can have a guy give Eidus, you have to always think at the back of your mind, maybe this guy was an Eidus Ohren last week, and we're not going to know until next month, and then every Eidus is going to be possible, so it's crazy, you can't function like that. So therefore, with the Rabbanan, they were Machsha the Eidus, close bond that we haven't convicted the person, so we're going to be Machsha the Eidus, even though Minat Torah Rabbi is right, I'm afraid, and if so, but with the Rabbanan, we have to pass it up, we can't lahabon, and if so. That's the less exciting pshat in Rava. Then the Gemara gives the more exciting pshat. The Gemara says, no. The Rava disagrees with the Abai fundamentally. The Rava says that since Eid Zomim is a chiddush, Eilach Abai Mashas Chiddush of Eilach. Eid Zomim is an unbelievable, it doesn't make any sense. Two Eidim say one thing, two other Eidim say something else. We don't call it a stalemate. We believe the second Eidim. The first set of Eidim are punished. They're possible to Tzvada, and it's a tremendous chiddush. You can only pass in chiddush from the moment that the chiddush is discovered. Basically, you're not done l'mafreya by chiddushim. So that sounds like a little bit what the Rambam is talking about. That just as the Gemara says that Eid Zomim is a chiddush, so Ein Lecha Bo Amishas Chiddush Ve'Eilach. That's what the Rambam is extrapolating and say that Kavua is a chiddush, Ein Lecha Bo Amishas Chiddush Ve'Eilach. The only problem is that we don't paskin like Rambam. We paskin like Abai. This is one of the six Yal Kagans. So we don't paskin like Rambam. So what's going on? So there is a machlekes, and we're showing him why exactly we don't paskin like Rambam. Why is Abai right ultimately? Why do we ignore the svar of Ein Lecha Bo Amishas Chiddush Ve'Eilach? So some of the Rishonim say that the reason why we ignore Rava is that we hold on a level of the Araisa that we are not the Mafreya by Chiddushim. That's exactly what the Nekudas HaMachlek is. The Bayan Rava is that Abai says that, I'm sorry, that Rava says that part of the rule of Chiddush, one of the Midas Shetar Adreshes, when you look at Halachas of Chiddushim, whenever you look at these Yotzim Reklal and the Halacha, so then you have to limit them under all circumstances, and you can just be done on the here and now, you can't be done the Mafreya. That principle of Chiddushim is Rava's idea that whenever you have a din that's a Chiddush, so then and only then there's a din of Ein Lecha Bo Amishas Chiddush Ve'Eilach, and that's exactly what Abai disagrees with. Abai says, no, it can be done a Chiddush the Mafreya. Or maybe you can say, no, maybe Rava's right. Whenever you have something that's a Chiddush, Dacha Rava is 100% right. So what in the world does Abai mean? Why doesn't Abai accept Rava? Maybe Abai holds that Eidim Zomim is not such a big chiddush. What's the tremendous chiddush of Eidim Zomim? It's not chiddush of Eidim Zomim. It's not such a chiddush. So the Torah writes in Chesh Mishpat that Eidim Zomim is not such a big chiddush. I'll tell you why. It says if you have two Eidim who say that Reuven killed Shimon, and two other Eidim say that Reuven did not kill Shimon, so that's called a trade. That's called a hachosha, and there's no reason to believe one said over the other. That's not what Eidim Zomim is. Eidim Zomim means that the second set of Eidim are not even testifying about the case. They have nothing to say about the guy. They have no idea where the Reuven killed. They weren't even there. They have no idea where the Reuven killed Shimon. The only thing that they can testify is that you guys couldn't have been there. Imanu Hayisab. So basically, an Eidus of Hazoma is not addressing the facts of the case. The Eidus of Hazoma is addressing the cover of the Eidim. So now the first set of Eidim can't respond to that claim because the halach is the person can't be made on themselves. So when the first set of Eidim say that Reuven killed Shimon and the second set of Eidim say that we're not saying that Reuven killed Shimon, maybe they have no idea. But we're saying that you couldn't have been there, there's nobody to respond to that claim because the first set of Eidim can be made on themselves. So says the Torah, Eidim Zomim is not such a big chiddush altogether. I said, why does the Gemara call it a chiddush? That's Tacha Rava thought it was a chiddush. Rava thought Eidim Zomim is still a chiddush. And the reason why Abai disagreed with Rava is because he held that Eidim Zomim is Tacha not a chiddush because it's really very, very posh and it really makes a lot of sense. So it comes out that according to the Torah, we also accept that Eilach Bo Amishas Chiddush Ve'Eilach. The Machlik is Abai and Rava. It's not a global machlek, it's about chidushim. Everybody agrees that chidushim are limited in scope. The machlek is Abai and Rava is a very, very technical, detailed machlek within the details of Eidim Zomim. How do you interpret the parasha of Eidim Zomim? Is Eidim Zomim ultimately a chidush? That's what Rava said. Or is Eidim Zomim ultimately just a simple svara? It makes a lot of sense what Eidim Zomim is. So if that's the case, so then everybody agrees, according to everybody agrees that Rava is correct, that if and when you have a chiddush, Ein Lecha Bo El Mishas Chiddush Ve'Eilach. And other Rishayim, such as the Rambam, say no, the Rambam writes, Luchas Eidus, that we also paskin that Eidim Zomim is a chiddush. We paskin like Abaye, even though we accept Rava's svar that it's a chiddush, because we paskin that even though it's a chiddush, it could still be down the Mafreya. So it turns out that there's Machlekes and Rishayim where the Sugya ends up in Luchas Eidim Zomim. Do we ultimately accept this principle of Rava or not? At the end of the day, we who accept Abaye, this is one of the Yachagams, we who paskin that Eid Zomim is Mafreya, and if so, is that because we paskin Chiddushim ala Mafreya, or is it because we paskin, no, Chiddushim are not ala Mafreya, just Eid Zomim is not a Chiddush? So that seems to be really what the Machlek is the Ra'an the Ra is all about, and it was Kavua. Kavua is Zichr Chiddush. Nobody could figure out Kavua. even with the pasuk, we can't figure out kavua. We have no idea why kavua works. Yet the Torah says that kavua works. So if the Torah says, and the Torah says that kavua works, it's an unbelievable chiddush Torah. So if Rava is correct, even we accept Rava's theory in chiddushim, that ein lecha bo'al mishas chiddushim eilach, then we would have to paskin like the Ra, and that kavua l'mafreya, taka doesn't make any sense. But if you hold that, no, we disagree with Rava. We hold lechavai. We hold erim zomer is a chiddush. And afal pichein v'dan l'mafreya, then you would be forced to hold like the Ra'a, that just as Eidzomim is l'mafreya nifso, so to kavua would work l'mafreya as well. So it's not clear how we should be machriya nishav. I'm not 100% sure. Should we paskin like the Ra'a? Should we paskin like the Ra'a? So years ago, when they had that whole sheitel saga, about when there was a concern that maybe some of the sheitels that were being produced were from the Tikrobus of Edizara. Whether the facts were right or not, it's a different story. At the end of the day, it could be they weren't even right. But Al Atzad, the worst case scenario, they were coming, some of the sheitels were being produced from hair that was part of a ritual for of Edizara, which would potentially assa all the sheitels. The question would be assa all the sheitels. All the hair was coming from the same idol place. Again, this is all assuming the facts are right. If the facts are correct, that some of the hair was coming from the idol places and some was not, so now the question is, I don't know where I got the hair from. So is that considered to be kavua? Is that considered to be piresh? So apparently, again, I can only say it's as true as the facts were given to me. So if it's true that there were from people who were going to India, they were going to these places to go purchase, to go deal and to purchase hair, so now you have a situation where it's maybe a shayla of kavua, that I'm going to, there are 20 places that are selling sheitels, and I'm going to one of those places, and I'm going to buy hair. And they're selling me hair, so I'm going to go to one of these places. So I have no idea. Now when I come back, I don't know, did I buy the hair from the place that was selling that was making levar azar or not? The problem was that at the time that I went there, nobody knew about this. So for the last 20 years, we've been buying hair. Nobody knew what this avodah zarah. There, some guy came and told us that one of the sources of your hair is a temple that is selling you avodah zarah. So that's a shalav kavua l'mafreya. Because at the time that I went there, even if you want to be done as kavua, but nobody knew that anything was also. But now I find out 5 years later something was also. Now I have to be down the mafreya that the time that I walked to India, so I may have been nichmas to the trade store, I may have gone to the avodah zarah place. So that seems to be telling the machlokes is the Ra'a and the Ra'a. I remember years ago when this whole thing was brewing, so I got a call from a fellow in Lakewood who I spent the summer with. So he calls me up and he says, I remember his loss, he says, wants to know what's the why you take on this Shaila. He knows what the Rabbanim in Lakewood are talking about. He wants to know what are we talking about and why you. So I said to him, I wasn't involved totally in all the details, but I said, my initial reaction to the Shaila was, it sounds like it should depend upon the machlokes between the Ra'a and the Ra'a Nochas Kavua. He was like blown away. Which we'll talk about in Lakewood. And why you? That's what they think the Torah Shaila depends on, whether the Ra'a or the Ra'a is riding Kavua. I don't know. Subsequently, we found out there was less seriousness to the Shaila than we thought, but at least there was a little bit of a twist of Kavua. Okay, good. So the bottom line is we have a din of Kavua. So everybody agrees there's a din of Kavua. Everyone agrees that sometimes kavua is a din d'oraisa. So there is a famous discussion in Shulchan Aruch, which starts with the Rashba, which raises the following shaila. Let's say a person has his 10 stores. One of them is selling treif, one selling kosher, one selling treif. He walks into one of the stores, doesn't remember which one he walked into. It was kavua bismano. He's got his piece of meat now. And now if he would come and ask a shaila now about this meat, so we would have to pass him that the meat is treif. Misofik, he's not permitted to eat the meat. What happens? This piece of meat goes in and gets mixed up into other pieces of meat. Now, how does it get mixed up? So if it got mixed up into pieces of meat that would be bottle, let's say it would be a chadetre bottle, so then that would be great. So then the kavua piece is no worse than real chaza. If it had a real nevela trek, if it got mixed up, it would still be a bottle bereiv. You pass, that's chadetre is bottle bereiv. But the problem was it got mixed up in a way that we're not permitted to rely on bittel. Why are we not permitted to rely on bittel? So it's got problems. Either it's a chetich ruskabed, it's a beria, it's a balchai. I'll give you half a dozen reasons why you can't rely on bittel. But chosh, whatever you want to call it, Rav Shabbat Minyan, you name it. You name the din derabana that you're not permitted to rely on bittel for. So now we're in a little bit of a problem because now I have really two shilas that are emerging. I have number one, I have a shaila whether this piece of meat originally was asur. So even though Rove should have paskin laheter, but kavua paskins liasur. And then I have a second factor that this davar asur, I just paskin, this is asur, but now it's this arif and others. It's true I don't have Rove, but if I grab out one piece and one eat that one piece, we can speak a lenafka. when you have a situation where something is not batal barov, that means that it's always is blight besofik. So I have three pieces of meat, and they're all chticha rulis kabeds. Two of them are kosher, one of them is treif. If I take out one piece, I'm not over b'torah v'adai. It means it's still called the 50-50, even though it's really 66-33, but mid the rabbani, not let it rely on rov. So you have to just call it a 50-50, and you're not allowed to eat it. So comes the Rashba and raises the following shaila. What's the din? If I have a piece of meat that we just asered alts kavua. So I walked into one of the stores, I walk out of the store, I'm holding on to this piece of meat. So Hilchos Kavua just passing that it's treif, misafek. And this piece of meat gets mixed in with other pieces of meat in a situation where bitul barov isn't going to help me. So now I have, in effect, a fake in my hands. That maybe the piece of meat wasn't awesome in the first place. But I don't really know. I don't know what store I went into. So it's only a halachic 50-50. It's statistically really a 90-10, but it's a halachically 50-50. So there's a 50-50 chance whether I have a piece of tray for meat here in the first place. And now when this piece of meat gets mixed into a karoves, and now I want to yank out one of the pieces of meat, that's also a 50-50. And again, it's also a joke. It's not really 50-50. It's statistically 66-33. But halachically it's 50-50 because there's no bittel. So now what's the deal? Do I have a right to say, well, I have one 50-50 whether it was also in the first place? Now I have a second 50-50 whether that's the piece that I'm taking out. So that's Maximus fake faker. That sounds like a fake faker. See, if you would have asked me, I would have said, that's great. That's our fake faker. So you can go ahead and take out one of the pieces of meat and show my Israeli can eat the piece of meat based on fake faker. Maybe it's also, maybe it's mutter, maybe it's also, maybe this is the one that, maybe the one that I take out is not the one that's mutter. So the Rashba says, you're right, you're allowed to do that. Come on, everything's great. I'm hunky door, you're allowed to do that. So everybody jumps in the Rashba and says, wait a second. This is a flagrant violation of one of the Kalamos fake faker, which the Rashba himself is the one who tells us a little bit later on in the Siman. This is what's called in Shulchan Aruch a sofek echad beguf, sofek echad betaroives. Now, sveik sveik, if you look through the sugyas of sveik sveik, hopefully we'll talk a little bit about sveik later on. A classic sveik sveik is when you have two, what's called two sveikas beguf. Namely, gemarik subas daftes. So I have a woman in front of me, and we're trying to be dad, is this woman muteres labayla, she asur labayla. So we know that she's an eshes ish right now. And we know that she was Mazan at some point, or some kind of act of beer that happened with somebody else at some point in her history. So we're trying to figure out what exactly happened. So the Gemara says in Ksubas that we have two independent fakers to be matter. Why? It says maybe Shema Tachtav Shem Eina Tachtav. We have no idea when she had an act of beer with somebody else. Maybe she had an act of beer with somebody before she was Mekudesh in the first place. That's a Sofag Echad, that's a 50-50. But that in and of itself is not going to solve the problem, because then she's a Sofag Echadish Zinsa, Echadish Zinsa is this, they're Isa, so we can't be Matra just like that. So it's a 50-50. Maybe a Tachta, maybe a Tachta. So then the Gemara throws in, for good luck, another Sofag. Maybe it was Be'oinis, maybe it was Be'ratzoin. Maybe she was Tachan Bezana Tachtav. Maybe she was Tachan Nivla to somebody else when she was Tachtav, Tachas Abba'al. So she's an Eshazish, quote unquote, she's in Tzah. Maybe it was Ba'inetz. The Torah says Vahilon is possible. The Torah says in Pashas Naso that an Eshazish in Tzah, that she's Eshaz Kain, she's Mutares. So the Gemara says those are two independent speakers. So we could say, Safik Tachtav, Safik Eda Tachtav, Vim Tum Salam Tachtav, Safik Be'inetz, Safik Be'rot. So that's the famous model of Sveik Sveik and Daftes. So comes the Rashba in the Shulchan Aruch, and it says, that b'med d'mam amurim that we could pass in a sveik sveika, that's when the two sveikas are both sveikas beguf. When you have a sofek echad beguf, a sofek echad taroves, that's b'chlam like called a sveik sveika. That doesn't qualify as a sveik sveika. So what would that mean? Let's say, let's forget about kavua. Let's say you have a piece of meat in front of you. It's a sofek chaz or sofek nachaz. I have no idea. Whether, maybe it's chaz or it's not chaz. A 50-50 sofek. And then this piece of meat gets mixed up in a way that's not bottle. So I can't just hide behind sveik sveik and say, well, it's maybe it's chazim, maybe it's not chazim. Even if it's chazim, maybe the piece I'm taking is not chazim. You can't do that. That's a violation of this principle called sofek echad beguf, sofek echad taroves, doesn't qualify as a sveik sveik. But the problem is that Rashba himself applies it right here. The Rashba, who was the one who was mechadesh to us, that this kind of a sveik sveik doesn't work, seems to violate his own klal when it comes to the sofek of kavua. Kavua is also a sofek echad beguf. It's a 50-50 chance, halachically, that's it, halachically 50-50 chance, whether it's kosher meat or treif meat, and gets mixed up with something else, so that's called a sofek echad beguf, sofek echad beguf. So what in the world is the Rashba talking about? What in the world is Shulchan Aruch talking about? The Shulchan Aruch himself quotes the Rashba later on. Why is the Shulchan Aruch matred by kavua? Okay. So we're going to try to figure out what the dilemma is. So everybody in Shulchan Aruch has what to say about this topic. So the Bach
says that he thinks that what's the ultimate reason why Safek Yechad Beguf Safek Yechad Tarev is the problem in the first place. So the Bach says that because whenever you have a Safek Yechad Beguf, so when you have a 50-50 Safek, whether something is also a Mutar, if it's a Shalva Deraisa, so we have a clock called Sveka Deraisa L'chumra. So Sveka Deraisa L'chumra means that we ought to paskin that it's a Safek, we paskin that it's a Deraisa, and the Deraisa we have to Aser it. And then it's over, finished, and there's nothing to talk about anymore. Once the first suffix has already been nimnu v'gamru, we're already paskin that it's aser. So once you paskin the first suffix that it's aser, you can't begin to discuss the achta taroides. When you have both sveik as being chal v'vasachas, let's say you're being dan and ksubas naftes, is this woman ashishazinsa beratzer or not? So there was no delay in the psach, because I had one moment of suffix. So I have to be done right now, and I have two factors in my favor, so I can combine the two factors, Sveik Sveika. Whenever you have a Sufik Yechad Beguf, Sufik Tarovus, there's a delay factor. So once the first Sufik was already Paskin, it was Paskin B'Teres Vadai. Once it's Paskin B'Teres Vadai, something writes the Chumra means B'Teres Vadai. Once it's also a Sufik with a Vadai. Once it's Paskin B'Teres Vadai, so then you can't begin to discuss the second Sufik of Sufik B'Teres. But that whole Svara only makes sense when you're dealing with the Shalas Deraisa. When you're dealing with only Shalas Medirabanan, so then maybe this whole idea doesn't make any sense. So comes the Bach and suggests that maybe the only time that we're willing to be Makil on a Safek Yechad Beguf Safek Yechad Tarov was of Kavua, that's only when the Kavua wasn't a real Deraisa Kavua. We've already seen that it's not 100% clear when Kavua is Deraisa, when Kavua is Derabanan. One case, the only case of Kavua Deraisa that we know is the case of the 10 stores, where the guy Mamish walks in. But we had other kinds of funny Kavuas that we couldn't even put our fingers on whether they were Deraisa or not. Let's say, for example, the Gemara in Pesach with Aftes, the Gemara spoke about the mouse walking in front of us and going to one of the piles of Chametz or Matzah. So the Rishonim were quick to call that Pirish Echel Lefaneinu. So Pirish Lefaneinu, that's not exactly the same as me walking into the stores. So Tata, some of the Rishonim were of the opinion that whenever it's Pirish Echel Lefaneinu, it's only Pesach Chum Medir Banan of Kavua. And we saw other kinds of lower levels Kavua. We saw there's a Kavua, but it's not even Nikar, the Yisavim Kaimah. The Taisis called it, that's one Zvachim, a whole different kind of Kavua. So the Bach says you have to learn the Sugya of the Kavua, figure out when you have a Kavua Deraisa, when you have a Kavua Derabanan, if and when you have a Kavua Deraisa on your hands, then you're not Hanami. Then you can't combine Sveikas. Then it's called the Safek Yechad Beguf Safek Yechad Tarov, it's not going to work. But if and when the Kavua issue is at worst only a problem with Derabanan, so then we'll give you the green light. Then we're going to let you be Makel and call it a Sveik and call it a day. That takes a lot of oomph out of this kula. We thought there was something grandiose in this Rashi and Shulchan Aruch that the Safek Yechad Beguf Safek Yechad Tarov is cloud doesn't apply to Kavua altogether. So we just found out that that's not necessarily the case. But others disagree with this theory. The Shach says no. Shach says he thinks that there is something fundamentally different about the Safek of Kavua that enables us to combine it together with the Safek Yechad Beguf Safek Yechad Tarov. What is it about Kavua? The Shach goes back to what we spoke about before about the Ran and the Ra'ah. Ran told us a gevaldik chiddush about Kavua, namely that it's a chiddush. It's a chiddush, and whenever you have a chiddush, so ein l'chabal l'chiddusha. We don't think Gemara has such a klal. Ein l'chabal l'chiddusha. That's why the din is b'chiddush lo gamrina, and you can't stop comparing one din to another din. Chiddushim, we spoke about this in Bas Mechalov, right? The Gemara wanted to learn out the din of Tom Kikar from Bas Mechalov. The Gemara said, you can't do that. Whenever something is a chiddush, so it breaks all the rules. Normally, kolotar kul is like one big picture. You can stop it to compare one day of a lach to another. Everything's all one big picture in Torah, except for those couple of cases of chiddushim. So that's what the Ran said, that Kavua is an unbelievable chiddush, can't be down l'mafreya. So the Shach borrows that idea, and he says that Kavua is such an unbelievable chiddush, that eilachabal chiddushah, that means it's only usher when we're only being down the Kavua Shaila. Once we start to insert other areas into Kavua, once we start to have other latest of Sveikas, other Sveikas into Kavua, then the whole Kavua unravels. So what's the other Safek? Now it's a Safek Yechad B'Tarovus. Now the truth is, based on the regular rules, the regulations of Sveik Sveika, so Safek Yechad B'Guf, Safek B'Tarovus doesn't meet the mark. It falls short. For whatever reason, whatever the Lomdus is, it falls short. It doesn't qualify as a Sveik Sveika. But it doesn't qualify as a Sveik Sveika, says the Shach, but it's still something. It's still a little bit better. It's better than just a 50-50. It's better than a regular Safek. It says the Shach in other areas of halacha, making it better than a suffix, that can help you. It has to be officially part of the parasha of Sveik Sveika. But in order to avoid having to succumb to the chumra of kavua, as long as it's not dumya to kavua, it's not the classic kavua, it has any tzad lahocha whatsoever, so I mean, that's not included in the chiddush of kavua. Ein lo chabal chiddusha. It says the shachinuch, and I mean, unlike the Bach. The Bach said that the standards for kavua svek svek isn't called tarkus svek svek, they're all the same. You just have to whittle away a little bit and call a kavua derabar. The Shach says, even if it's a mamash kavua deraisa, the worst case scenario of kavua, I walked into the store was nikar b'mkaymai, I had no idea what was going on, I walked out with a piece of meat, I have a 50, now I have a mamash, a real deraisa kavua. If that piece gets mixed up with other things, says the Shach, is going to be a buta. There is another possibility how to explain away this idea why doesn't bother us all that much in the realm of kavua. That's what the Gra seems to explain. The Gra says that what exactly is the problem with Tzavikachavagufatarovis? So Bach presented it before, that the problem with Tzavikachavagufatarovis is the fact there's a little bit of like a chronological delay. At first you paskin the suffix beguf, and the suffix beguf was paskin the chumra, so now once the suffix was nifshed already, you can't go ahead and call this, it's not a fake fake anymore. Once the first shot is over, it's done. So the Gra says that's not really what the emphasis is on. The reason why Sefer Yechav Aguf, Sefer Tarovis doesn't work is because the two Sveikas are too far away from one another. The two Sveikas are two radically different areas of Halacha. This is one of the nuances of the Sveik Sveika. When you pass in a Sveik Sveika, you have to walk a tightrope. You have to make sure that the Sveikas are pretty much close to one another. They're related, they're in the same parasha together, so they can join teams, they can join together to create a force of a Heter. You don't want it to be too much the same, because if they're too close to one another, then they fall into the rut of it's called Sveik Sveik Moshe Mecher. Hopefully we'll talk about that later on. If the two Sveikas are so identical to one another, they're just saying the same thing over in just fancy different ways, so then they're no longer two Sveikas, and they're Sveik Yechel, and the whole thing falls apart. So you have to be very careful whenever you don a Sveik Sveika, you have to make sure they're not too similar, but they're not too different either. If they're too different, so that's the root of the problem of Sveik Yechel Beguf, Sveik Yechel Tarevis, that you can't take two svekas, which are so different types of svekas, and combine them together. You can't mix apples and oranges. So says the Gra, when you have a real Sofik Yechad Beguf, namely, I have my own personal latest of Sofik, is this Chazer or not? Where did this latest of Sofik come from? It didn't emanate from Hilchus Taroivis, it emanated from Hilchus Chazer. I have no idea. It's Chazer, not Chazer. It spells a Chazer. I don't know where the Sofik came from. But there's no Shaykhus Hilchus Taroivis. Hilchus Taroivis didn't create the first Sofik. Now you want to take that first Sofik that has Bamish nothing to do with Simon Kofiud, nothing to do with Hilchus Taroivis, and stick that into a fake Sveik of Hilchus Taroivis, so you're mixing apples and oranges. But the Sofik of Kavua didn't come about in a vacuum. The Sofik of Kavua is almost the Hilchus Taroivis type of a Sofik. Again, it's not exactly Taroivis, but guess what? It's in Simon Kofiud for a reason. It's not in Simon Aleph for Hilchus Shechita. It's a detail, the Hilchus Taroivis. It's a very, very unique kind of Taroivis. It's Taroivis where I know the 9 stores, I know the 1 store, they're kind of mixed together, not really, it's all Nikaris, it's not really Taroivis, but it's close to Taroivis, and I now have a latest Sofik, which part of this Taroivis, so to speak, did I walk into? So it's rooted in Hilchus Taroivis. Says the Gra, whenever you have a Sofik that's rooted in Hilchus Taroivis, then you can combine it easily with another Sofik in Hilchus Taroivis, and that's okay, that doesn't bother me, says the Gra. The only reason why I can't combine a Sofik Chazer with the Taroivis is because the two Sveikas are so fundamentally different from one another. So these are the different Biurim. A lot of the Biurim, these are the classic Biurim. To try to explain away why, on the one hand, later on in Kufiyot, we paskin that Sofik Yechel Gufta, Sofik Taroivis Taka doesn't work, cannot combine together to be Matir, and yet Hilchus Kavua, everything becomes Mutter. Why is that? So either the Bach said, because we never really said it by Kavua, we only said it by Kavua's Dirabonim. Or the way the Shach said that Kavua breaks all the rules, Lakula also, because whenever it's not an absolute just Kavua Shach, whenever some other factors thrown into the Chilin, so then everything becomes Mutter, because it's Eim L'Chabal L'Chidusho. Or the way the Gra is saying is that the nature of the suffering of Kavua is closer in nature to Taroivis, and it's not considered to be a violation of mixing the apples and the oranges. When we spoke about Kavua, so we pointed out that there are different Gemaras about Kavua. There's the standard Gemara in Chulin, in Psachim, about the Teisha Chanuyos, and the equivalent of the Teisha Chanuyos. Then you have that Gemara tucked away in the end of Masechet Zvachim, What about the animals that are getting mixed up altogether? The Gemara also seemed to call that kavua. So Tosfos was quick to point out that those kavuas are not exactly identical, because there it's not even nikra esim of kavua. So worst it is kavua derabon, but lemaisa it's still called the kavua. In the middle of that sugya of kavua, the zvachim sugya of kavua, so the Gemara is talking about that one shohaniskel, the one chas hamesim got mixed together. Guy's got 1,000 animals, and the shohaniskel ran in and got all mixed up. So everything's all mixed together. So the Mishnah says yamusakul, everything is also bad. No, a disaster. Terrible, because you can't see bitl, you can't do anything, everything's terrible. So in the middle of that sugi, the Gemara says, well, what's so terrible? Why don't you just say, call the parish, move the parish. Why don't you just, one of the animals will come leave the bunch, and that animal that leaves the bunch, let it be mutter, it's called the parish, move the parish. So the Gemara says, leave the bunch. But it's not leaving the bunch. So the Gemara says, what's the big deal? So throw a rock at the animals, let the animals bounce around, dance around a little bit, so they won't be kavu anymore. And sure, call the parish, one of the animals is going to run away, call the parish, move the parish. The Gemara says, no, 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 you can't do that. The Gemara says, you're going to do that, so they're going to run into a problem of kavua. What's the problem of kavua? So the way the Rishayim explained is, there's a new thing on the board here called Yuzei Rishayim Yuyach Minah Kavua. That if we let you go ahead and play this game and throw a rock at the animals, if the animals get all agitated and start dancing around, so the next thing you know is a guy's going to not throw the rock. The next guy's not going to throw the rock at the animal. He's going to go ahead and just take from the animals when they're all standing around. So you have 1,000 animals standing around doing nothing. If I go ahead and I take one, so that was top. I took Minat Kavua. Again, Kavua Derais, Rabbanu, whatever you want to call that Kavua, that's the problem. So even though the Ikra didn't should be mutter to get the animals to dance, but there's a Gzeira called Gzeira Shemichah Minat Kavua. So come the Rishonim and bother the Kasha. This Gezeira that made its way in Masechet Zvachim, this is not the first place in Shas that we've met Kavua. We saw Kavua in Psachim and Chulin and 20 other places. How come we never ever find this Gezeira anywhere else? How come we don't make the following Gezeira? We say in the same price that it says, if I go into one of the stores, I don't know which one I went into, so it's Aser for me to have to eat this meat. But if it's Pirish, then it's Mutter. If I walk on the street and I find a piece of meat, and see the land, I can eat it because 9 out of 10 stores are kosher. So, Frekta Rishon Makasha, why do you say Gezer Rishon Yigach Minah Kavua? If you're going to let the guy be matter in a case of Pirish, the next guy, or this guy himself, is going to walk into the store, and he's going to be matter that also. So, the same way the Gemara in Zvachim was concerned with not just Kavua, but the Gemara added on an added restriction, an added Gezer Midrabanan, that we can't even be matter Pirish because Gezer Rishon Yigach Minah Kavua. So how come we don't find anywhere that mention of that gezeira in the regular sugyas of kavua? That's the kasha all the Rishayim, Tosfos, and a few places in Shas are bothered with this kasha. So Tosfos quotes from the Ri that the reason is because they're talking about two different kinds of kavua. One is a kavua d'araisa, when it's nikur isim u'kaymoi, and one is a kavua d'rabbanu, when it's not nikur isim u'kaymoi. So normally I would have said that if something is a d'araisa, there's more of a reason for concern. But here the Ri says it's counterintuitive. The exact opposite is true. Says the Ri, when there's a fear of a kavod yaraisa, what does that mean? It means it says on the store, kosher, 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 treif, kosher, kosher, kosher. I could see where's the kosher stores, where's the treif stores. So what are you afraid of? You're afraid that if we matir piresh, so the next thing you know is the guy's going to say, oh, the rabbi told me that I can eat a piece of meat on the floor. It must be, I can go into the treif store also. Welcome, the guy's b'shuga. The guy realizes that the store's treif. So what's the gezeira shemitach min hakavua? He's going to realize he's not going to do that. But Mashiach came and you're dealing in Zvachim, which is taka not a real kavua. Midaraisa, this is Tosfos' theory throughout Shas. Midaraisa, it's not a real kavua because it's not nikar in komo. It's the isser's kavua in komo, but it's not nikar in komo. So there's no diaraisa here anyway. But even though there's no diaraisa, there's a tremendous fear. What's a tremendous fear? Is that the guy's going to go walking inside. The guy's going to go looking to kick the animal because he doesn't know which is also which is mutter. So if the rabbi tells him that this shore that was just piresh is mutter, so then next time this happens, right, every week when he has a shore and this goes mixing into his other 1,000 animals, so if you let him take the shore that was piresh, the next thing you know is that he's going to go ahead and you take one from the kavua. And he's not going to think it's so terrible to do that because, after all, he can't see what's elsewhere anyway, so he thinks everything is mutter. Because the guy learned half a year a day. He didn't come to the end of the year. He thought there's a little bitl barov. He never figured out that you don't say bitl here because it's balachayim, davachoshev, davshirminyan, whatever the reason is. So it comes, Taisim says, it comes out v'nafichu, that by the kavua deraisa, there's very, very little to be afraid of. So just don't do kavua, finish, pirish is mutter. When it comes to kavua derabanan, we have to always be concerned in the back of our minds, lest the person ends up goofing and going ahead and violating the yisad derabanan of kavua. So it's like a gzera or something. That was you hakari about last week. Yeah. Okay, not the first, not the last, gzera. Okay, whatever it is. The bottom line is that's how Taisis, that's on the resize of the pasuk. So Taisis in other places, the Taisis in Sechsenhedrin and Zvachim, quote from Rabbeinu Tam, the Rabbeinu Tam said no. Rabbeinu Tam said that there is a real bona fide gezeira shamikach min hakavua, but that gezeira only applies under certain very, very limited circumstances. The distinction is not between whether it's kavua derais, kavua derabanan. There's something special about that gemara maseches Zvachim, something chomer about that sugi maseches Zvachim that leads us to make the gezeira shemikach min hakavua, and that factor is missing in the regular kavua, by the case of the stores. What is that factor? What is unique about the gemara Zvachim? So this is unclear in Rabbeinu Tam. So different Rishonim quote Rabbeinu Tam, different nuances. What is special about that gemara in maseches Zvachim? So the Rashba quotes Rabbeinu Tam as saying, what we have it in against that sugi maseches Zvachim is the fact that he's the guy who undid the kavua. I mean, nothing happens naturally. He walks off to his farm, and he sees there are 1,000 animals there. He realizes there's one shah nisko there, and the way it is, all the animals are sitting around and eating and grazing, and no one's moving anywhere. So we have to paskin. It's also, so he's not allowed to just go and take one of the animals. That would be taken from kavua, their ice, their bone, whatever you want to call it. So we want to now go ahead and let him take a rock and throw it and make the animals start dancing around. You want to actively create a piresh? That's a very, very weird reset of Rashi. That's what Rabbeinu Tam learned. We're not gonna let you go ahead and create a piresh. If a piresh happened by itself, it happened. So that's why in the Gemaras, in Chulin and Pesachim, where it happened by itself, that the piece of meat ended up on the floor, or the piece of matzah / chametz ended up on the floor by itself. Nobody created that. Nobody did that. So then we have to paskin. So we paskin a shot. We paskin it's mutter. Finished. The pirish is mutter. But for us to go ahead and advocate and suggest to recommend do a pirish, that's bad policy. Because if you recommend to do a pirish, next thing you know is he's not going to bother being pirish. He's going to end up taking him in a kavua.
According to that,
has been
verbatim. Are we only goes on the guy that did it, or we goes on everybody?
I don't know. Is this like a knas almost? I'm not sure it's a knas. I don't know what it is. I'm not sure what it is. So comes the rush and quotes Rabbeinu Tam a different twist. The rush quotes Rabbeinu Tam that that's not the difference between two sugyas. The difference is that the Gemara in Zvachim is talking about kachim. Kachim is much, much more chomer. There are different areas of halacha that have different chumras to them. Kachim is a more serious aveira, more serious problem than other areas of halacha. Or let's say avodah zarah. So the Rosh says, "Bedash Rabbeinu Tam, if you would have one thing that tells mishum avodah zarah, so we would also say the same thing that gzei rishem yigach min hakavua. But by just chazen, what little chazen, veilus treifus, and that's not such chavadig areas of halacha, and therefore we could be a little bit more ramek. There's no reason to make a gzei rishem. So you have three different possibilities. Why in the Gemara in Zvachim, that's the Yasmin HaKlal. Somehow we find the Gezerah there, and the regular Kavuah, we never heard of the Gezerah. Either because of the way the Ri says that it doesn't make any sense to make the Gezerah when there's a Kavuah deraisa, because obviously you're not going to go into the store. And then you have within Rabbeinu Tam that says there's something unique about that Gemara in Zvachim. What's unique is either because we're physically advocating doing something, or because that's Chumr de Kachim and Avedazar, and that's somehow its own in the world. So again, these shadows don't come up that often. So you have a machlekes in the poskim shulchan aruch. How should we machri on the shaila? Should we be machmel gamrei? Should we be make it like one version of Rabbeinu Tam, different version of Rabbeinu Tam? So different opinions as to what how this should play out. The Rama quotes in this sugi of gzeir shemichem and kavua a shaila that his father-in-law discussed. Rama's father-in-law was Rav Shom Shachra. So Shom Shachra was a talmud of Rav Yaakov Polak. Yaakov Polak was the first real Rosh Hashiva in Poland. He's the one who started. Really, really bring yeshivas to Poland. So his Talmud was Rav Shom Shachar, and his Talmud slash son was the Rama. So the Rama quotes in Kofiut from his father-in-law that his father-in-law had the following shaila. He said, "This gezeirah shemigach min hakavua. What exactly does that mean? Does that mean the way I presented it that if you let this guy, it's like the Rushes, like the Rush by Tom Kiker, if you let a guy be make on without shishim now, next week he'll come up with a different shaila." So that's what it means there also, that if you let a guy take min apiresh, so then next week he's going to take from kavua. Is that what it means? So it means no. It means that if you let him take from piresh now, So you're going to throw a rock and some of the animals are going to run around. They're not all going to run around, but some of them are going to run around. So if you let the guy take this animal, next thing you know, he'll take from the other animal also. So he'll take the animal, not just the animal that's dancing, he'll take the animal that's stationary. That's tachak zereshim yikmana kavua. We're not afraid of next week's shot. How many times is the shor nisgal going to get mixed into your 1,000 animals? But right now, by Sheo Sham, that if you throw the rock and only some of the animals are dancing, so then it's tachak inlachak zereshim yikmana kavua. So Shom Shachma said that my nafkavina, whether it's we're worried about next week, we're worried about now. Let's say you throw a lot of rocks and all the animals are dancing. You only have 5 animals mixed up and you get them all to dance together. So they're all moving around together. So they're all moving. Maybe the whole thing is mutter. Maybe you can now go ahead and take all of them. Because once you've broken up the kviyas, there's no kavua in this taravis. There's going to be a kavua next week. Worry about next week's taravis. We'll get the next week's taravis. But right now, there's nothing to worry about. So then maybe the whole gezeira doesn't apply. Okay. That's what the Ramah says. That's what the Shreya told him. Svanullah told him that that's okay. The whole gezeira, even Alatzat is a gezeira. We're not even sure there is a gezeira. But Alatzat, the gezeira means something for us in this world outside of Kachem and Venezuela. So maybe the gezeira was only very, very limited in scope. It only applies when there's something to be concerned about by Sheo Sham. Worry about next week's kavua. A little time, we'll worry about next week. So again, so the bottom line is, we have the Zin of Kavua. We have a couple of odds and ends, you know, to talk about in terms of Kavua, Kavua Mafrei issues, stuff like Kachet Beguf, stuff like Taroves, the Gzer Shem Yikhmina Kavua, what's Kavua Derais, Kavua Derabonon. No, we didn't do justice to the Sugi of Kavua, but at least let's get the Rashi Prakim. So I think maybe Tuesday we'll try to just speak a little bit about some sugyas related to Sveik Sveik a little bit, and then we'll, guys want some time for the Fina, some Kodar for the Fina, right? So, a week or so. Okay, so maybe we'll try to time it. Maybe we'll touch a little bit in some fake speak on Tuesday. Maybe we'll continue to next week. We'll see where the timing goes. And then maybe next week we'll give Chazar, and then you have to Shavuos Lav and Bechina, something like that. Okay? Give or take. All right. Good. Maybe we'll downstairs. Who's the judge?
If I'm thinking of the right Ramah, the
Shaks
is there, the Ramah wasn't advocating doing that. Just if you did it, it worked.
You got it? Okay. Good. I think he's